Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Kuv Zayin. In the Oiz V'Odor edition, this is the final Daf of Meseches Trumas, Perek Achanasar, towards the end of Halacha He. We're starting in Daf Kuv Vav Amud Beis and the two dots towards the end of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following: Madlikim bebeis hamishteh avlo beis ovel divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can use shem and tzreifel to light a candle in the beis ovel, in a shiva house, but not in beis hamishteh, not in a place of a wedding, of a party. He says the opposite. Beis ovel, avlo beis hamishteh, only in a beis ovel, but not in a beis hamishteh. Rabbi Meir says that both are osur. Rabbi Shimon matir kamet kan, Rabbi Shimon allows both. So we have your four way machlokes. If you can use Shem and Tzreifa in Beis HaMishteh or Beis HaOvel. Clearly, Beis HaMishteh, Beis HaOvel, there's a lot of Kohanim there. So that's why you would allow to be used to use it, because it's not only for the Israelim, but it's for Kohanim as well. So he explains the Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that you can use Shem and Tzreifa in Beis HaMishteh and not in Beis HaOvel? Says the Gemara, Beis HaMishteh al yedei deminayu nikim loy misaskim bei. In Beis HaMishteh, everybody's wearing very beautiful clothing. So nobody's going to touch the Shem and Tzreifa and start moving candles of oil from place to place. So you're putting the Shem and Tzreifa in the place of the party, everybody enjoys it, nobody's going to come and use it for his own personal needs. But people come to a shiva house, they're not wearing clean, beautiful clothing. They're wearing their everyday clothing, dirty clothing. So misaski bei, they're going to come to be oisik, to be busy with the Shem and Tzreifa. And maybe a straw will come and will use the Shem and Tzreifa for himself. My time at Rabbi Yossi, why Rabbi Yossi says the opposite? Beis HaOvel, they de'inun k'nim loy misaskim bein. Beis HaOvel, everybody's sad. Everybody feels the heaviness of the moment. And nobody's going to come and start dealing with Shem and Tzreifa. Beis HaMishteh, they de'inun p'chizin misaskim bein. But in Beis HaMishteh, everybody feels so good about himself. Everybody's in a good mood. And they may come and play around and not realize what they're doing and by mistake take the Shem and Tzreifa. My time at Ramir, why Ramir prohibits both? Says the Gemara of Kuzayin Amud Aleph, Beis HaOvel al yedei deminayin tzoyin. In Beis HaOvel, because their clothes are dirty, misaskim bei, so they're going to be dealing with it. Beis HaMishteh al yedei deinu pechizi misaskim bei, and Beis HaMishteh, because they are in a very good mood and a very light spirit, so they're going to come and to use the Shem and Tzreifa. In other words, he takes both reasons of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and uses both. And he both uses it l'chumra. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what was the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? Says more Beis HaOvel de'inu k'nin loy misaskim bei. In Beis HaOvel, everybody is in a depressed mood and under the heaviness of the moment. Then I get to deal with Shem and Tzreifa. Beis HaMishteh al yedei deminayin nikim loy misaskim bei. And Beis HaMishteh, because the clothes are so clean, nobody's going to touch a Shem and Tzreifa. So Rabbi Shimon takes both reasons and he uses both lekulo and he's allowing to use Shem and Tzreifa in both places. Says more Amid v'Aviyani halocha k'Rabbi Shimon. So v'Aviyani they said halocha k'Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Yaakov Barakov Shem Yishayu Aloch Kam Shimon. He also said Aloch Kam Shimon. Rav Yisit Tzionai Boy Kamei Rav Yirmiyo. So Rav Yisit Tzionai asked in front of Rav Yirmiyo, the Loiken, without telling us that, Madan Amin, what we would say on our own? Remeir Rav Shimon and Aloch Kam Shimon. Whatever you have, Remeir against Rav Shimon, we paskel like Rav Shimon. The Gemara here says according to Rav Chaim. So if we paskel like Rav Shimon, I know you don't have to come and tell me Aloch is like Rav Shimon. Omer Lei, so he told him Shalkas Koydimi. It was a question that earlier people already asked. Yeah, but you have to remember, it's not only Rabbi Shimon against Rameo. You have in our Mishnah also Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Usually we have Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yossi, not Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. So maybe we'll Paschal like Rabbi Yossi, who says the Beis HaOvel is Mutar and Beis HaMishteh is also, maybe Halacha is like that. That's why I have to tell you that we Paschal like Rabbi Shimon. It's not only Rabbi Shimon against Rameo, you have all the Mandarim over here, so I have to tell you that here Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Concludes now the Gemara and says, "Ma'u lehadlig shem and tzreifa b'chanukah. Can I use a shem and tzreifa, a truma tmeir for Chanukah? Because the Yisrael is not allowed to use a shem and tzreifa for his own benefit, but in Chanukah is for a mitzvah. So can I use the shem and tzreifa for a mitzvah of Chanukah?" Says the Gemara, "Amrin de'ver aviyane madlig shem and tzreifa b'chanukah." So Be'er aviyane said you can use shem and tzreifa for Chanukah. Omar of Niso. I didn't see my father. My father died when I was too young. But ima hava omrili. But my mother told me, avuch, your father, hava omar, he used to say, Mishayin lo shemen shechulin. Someone does not have shemen shechulin. So then, madlik shemen tzreifa on Chanukah, he could use shemen tzreifa to use it on Chanukah because he's not doing for his own benefit, solely for the purpose of a mitzvah. And you're allowed to use shemen tzreifa if a Yisrael doesn't benefit from it directly on his own. Now, why can you use it lechatchila? Why it's only b'diavad when someone does not have shemen shechulin? So the simple understanding is, even though you're allowed to use shemen tzreifa for a mitzvah, but preferably we try that Yisrael should never use the shemen tzreifa, even if it is for the purpose of a mitzvah. So therefore we said, if a person doesn't have any other oil, then he can rely on this to use the shemen tzreifa on Chanukah. With this we end Trumas Daf Kuf Zayin, and this ends the Masechta, Maseches Trumas. Mazel Tov to everybody who is Mesayim. I'm assuming many will use it for the Tais Bechorius and Erev Pesach. And we should have a special Siyata Tishmaya to continue learning Talmud Yerushalmi, continue Be'ez Hashem the next Pesachto, Meseches Maestros.